Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me, as always...
You should know me now. It's your boy. It's your boy Mike.
Take a deep breath. Gotta take a deep breath. So it is Sunday, February 28th. It's episode 59. And literally just before starting this, realized I never posted episode 58. So you're going to get this with two episodes, because episode 58 will go live and then episode 59 will go live. Don't really know exactly how I missed it. Not terribly shocking, though. it's just the way things go. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been streaming pretty much every single day. I won't say that I've been doing YouTube videos every day, but I posted three or four this week.
Right. So there's content, at least.
Yeah.
Or some content, you know.
Just gotta get cracking on keeping it consistent.
Lacking.
Well, that's not true. We were consistent. We did record the episode. We just didn't post it. So it's a little different.
Right.
Anyways. Yeah. So.
Today.
Technically, I think it was actually the 26th. Today is the 28th.
But
February 26th.
Friday or
in
Saturday.
1996, Nintendo released two lesser-known games people probably haven't even heard of. This might be new to you. Pocket Monsters, Red and Green for the Game Boy in Japan.
Yep.
And Green still remains Japan only.
Yes.
But... yeah, so Pokemon Red and Green came out on February 26th, 2 days ago, 1996, 20 years ago. In 1998, wow. Red and Blue came to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's weird thinking about it. Now, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I probably didn't know about Red and Green until Red and Blue came out. So it's like 18 Same. Years, you know? Like,
right.
I get that it's 20 years because it originally did come out in Japan, but my awareness of it is probably from 1998. Or, like, maybe 1997 when it probably was, like, in a Nintendo Power magazine that I had.
Right.
So I'm going to quickly run through this timeline courtesy of Polygon.com. And I'm going to go through all the Pokemon games. They have listed.
Nice.
All right, so 1996, Pokemon Red and Green Game Boy. 98, Pokemon Red and Blue Game Boy. Pokemon Stadium came out in N64 Japan only, 1998.
Hmm.
I don't have it. Pokemon Pinball, 19, which they spelled wrong. it says Pokemon Pinball and it's an E with an accent. It's Pinball. Anyways, Pokemon Pinball, 1999. It was a Game Boy Color game. Had a built-in Rumble Pack,
yep.
Which was cool. Have that. I do have that. I have the full box.
Full
shebang. I actually still have my red
like manual and everything.
Yep, I've got my complete sets for Red and Blue too. Except those boxes are not nearly as those boxes.
They've seen
pretty beat
up. Battle damage.
Yeah,
God.
Pokemon Pinball's in pretty good shape. Nice. 1999. Also, Pokemon Snap N64.
Snap.
Have it.
Oh,
don't have a complete set. Got it off eBay. Years later.
So.
1999 also was Pokemon Yellow. Never
oh, wow.
had it. Never had it.
Yellow was my jam.
Never had Yellow. Which was weird when I was watching Baby Powder stream it the other day, because I never knew that Pikachu was actually out of the Pokeball. He just kind of follows you around. It's kind of weird.
Yep.
Weird me out a little bit.
Because they tried to follow the anime with Yellow, that's why. Or not
right.
the anime, the show.
Yeah.
The Yellow, yeah.
In 2000, the Pokemon trading card game for Game Boy Color came out, which was weird because I didn't know there was like a card game. You know, like I had the cards, the real
But didn't
physical
know,
cards, but there was an actual Game Boy, a video game of the card game. So, Pokemon Stadium for N64 came out in 2000 to the US. Then, yeah, 2000 actually had a whole bunch of stuff. 2000 had the Pokemon trading card game, Pokemon Stadium N64, Gold and Silver for Game Boy Color, 2000. Hey You Pikachu was 2000. That was the one that had the little microphone.
Oh,
You
the
talk
microphone, yep.
to Pikachu. Never had that one. I actually, and I never had Pokemon Gold and Silver either. I
Really?
sp yeah, I skipped it.
I had gold.
I had
Expensive.
Red and Blue. I had Pokemon Pinball. I got Pokemon Snap later in the game. I had rented it a bunch of times. I never got into Pokemon Stadium.
Stadium was good.
And then, yeah, Gold and Silver I skipped. So then it was Hey You Pikachu.
Those are the first ones I had ever. And
2000 was Pokemon Puzzle League for the Nintendo 64.
oh, wow.
Then there was Pokemon Puzzle Challenge for the Game
Challenge.
Boy Color. Pokemon Stadium 2 dropped in 2001.
Dang.
Yeah, a lot of games. Like
Yeah.
when I was looking at this earlier, I was kind of blown away by how many games there were that I never even played. Pokemon Crystal, Game Boy Color, 2001. Then we
Got to play
have
that.
a 2-year hiatus. And in
Oh
2003
yeah, and the
for the
I think
Game
jumped to
Boy
Game Boy Advance.
Advance. Yeah, Game Boy Advance. Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire. And then 2003 also got Pokemon Pinball Ruby and Sapphire. Game Boy Advance game. 2003 got Pokemon Channel for the GameCube.
Pokemon Channel.
2004 Pokemon Coliseum, also on the GameCube.
It's
Then 2004 we get Fire Red and Leaf Green, Game Boy Advance. So, which were the apparently the original games
remakes of
remade.
Red and Green, yep. Or I guess Red and Blue, but
Yeah. So cool.
indeed.
That was it for 2004. Just those
Let's say, wait,
two.
did it, oh, okay. Let's say they didn't list the newer ones.
No, it goes no, it keeps going. It keeps going. I
Oh,
just
okay. You were just done with,
I took a
okay. You just
breath.
done
Yeah,
with
so in
those. Gotcha.
2004 that was all you got. Coliseum and then Fire Red and Leaf Green. Then you go to 2005 and we push up to the Nintendo DS with Pokemon Dash, which was apparently a top-down racing game. And now I want to go buy it.
Really?
Yeah, because I have my old school DS. It's the only DS I have. So it's like, and I have like six games for it. 2005, Pokemon Emerald, Game Boy Advance, which I assume must have been the last Game Boy Advance game that they did.
Think
Yeah, sc
so.
like if I'm scrolling through. Oh no, wait, nope. All right, sorry, I scrolled a little too far ahead. Pokemon 2005, Pokemon XD, The Gale of Darkness.
Oh yeah, cube.
2006, that was GameCube. Pokemon Trozei. Trozei,
It's like a puzzle game, I
Trozei,
think.
yeah, it was a puzzle game.
On DS or
2006,
something.
Nintendo DS. 2006 was the Mystery Dungeon. So you got
Weird
Red Rescue
games.
Team, Blue Rescue Team. Except which was weird was what that Red Rescue Team came out on Game Boy Advance, Blue Rescue Team came out on DS.
Weird.
Weird to me. But again, like I didn't follow the series at all, so it's,
Oh,
you know. And then 2006 also saw Pokemon Ranger for Nintendo DS. And then here's where I came back in. This is where I came back in. 2007, Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl. I have Pokemon Diamond. I
nice.
have deleted and restarted a file in that game several times.
Really?
Yeah, 'cause I always forget what
You're
to
not
do
one
that.
for just.
I
Oh, okay, I see.
can't I, if I like I didn't play it for years. So when I finally sat down and was like, I should play this game again, like I had no clue where I was, no clue what I needed to do, where I'd explored, stuff I'd found.
I'll just check my badges and go from there.
Yeah, see, I said screw it, so I deleted my file and started over. And according to this, when I, because I, because a side note, Twitch has been streaming for the 20th anniversary. They've been streaming all the movies, all the shows on Twitch. So it's Twitch watches Pokemon instead of Twitch plays Pokemon.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
it's been the jam. And so it made me grab my DS, fire it up, and go back into it. But I ha so I have a save file with 17 hours in it. But I have two badges, but I'm a f like I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just like, do I
Don't start over. Just pull up a guide and find out where to get the third badge. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
Anyways, we'll see. So that was when I came back. So I took a
Couple
basically a
years.
9 year hiatus
A
because
sabbatical of
I
sorts.
yeah, I got Red and Blue, absolutely got Red and Blue, and I got Pokemon Pinball. Okay, Pokemon Pinball is 99, and then I never bought Snap until much later in life. So from 99 all the way to 2007, so 8 years. And then Pokemon Battle Revolution, which was for the Wii, came out in 2007. Which I guess was, according to this, was like Pokemon Stadium without the charming bonus features. 2008, Pokemon Ranger, Shadows of Almia on the Nintendo DS. 2008, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of Time, and Explorers of Darkness, Nintendo DS. Were they just different names? Was Mystery Dungeon anything different than just like the regular Pokemon? Like, still going around and doing the same stuff, right?
No. Mystery Dungeon was you played like a group of Pokemon and you go around and solve cases or crimes or whatever as Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not your standard like, oh, you're a trainer, here's pick a Pokemon, go do it. No,
Gyms,
no, no.
gym badges and
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah. You're like helping Pokemon out and stuff as a Pokemon.
Okay.
Like I think you get a pick from like Pikachu and Charmander and stuff like that. I don't know. Something like that, but I know it's a weird, super weird like RPG style
Gotcha.
game, yeah.
Okay. 2009 Pokemon Platinum DS. I should probably pick this up.
I
Because I
think
can
that's
play, like,
just.
my problem is I bet you now, because it's the 20th anniversary, like, I'm gonna go to eBay and they'll all be more expensive than they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's gonna jack up the prices because they're like, oh, Pokemon's popular again. It's like, it was always popular, guys. That's why I made it 20 years. So, yeah, 2009 Pokemon Platinum, and then Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of the Sky, both on DS. Pokemon Rumble, which was a WiiWare game. And then dropping into 2010 with Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver on the DS.
I would have gotten
Lot of
those.
games for the DS, turns out, Pokemon wise.
Oh yeah.
To let's see, hold on, let me go back. I'm gonna go backwards and count them from 2010.
You're
One,
just
two,
churning them out.
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11,
It has to be at least
12,
20, 30.
13. Yeah, 13 games. Jeez, 13 DS games. All
Yeah,
right.
they
So
weren't missing.
and that's from 2010. So 2010 also saw Poke Park Wii Pikachu's Adventure, which was obviously a Wii game because they called it Poke Park Wii. 2010 also got Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs, another DS title. Man, the DS actually had like a really long life. Original DS.
Yeah, no, yeah, it really did.
2011 Pokemon Black and White DS. And then 2011 Pokemon Rumble Blast Nintendo 3DS.
Wow, so
So it
they
must have been one
stopped.
of the first 3DS games.
I believe so, yeah, or at least Pokemon wise.
And then Poke Park 2 Wonders Beyond for the Nintendo Wii 2012. And then 2012 Pokemon Conquest. Again, original DS game, not a 3DS game. 2012 Pokemon Black 2 and White 2.
had one of
Pokemon Company
those.
eschews the traditional third version to instead give Black and White full sequels. These games offer totally new stories set in the earlier games region. And then 2013, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity. That was a 3DS title. Pokemon Rumble U was a Wii U eShop game. 2013, Pokemon X and Y, 3DS.
Jam.
2014, Pokemon Battle Troze, the new puzzle game, 3DS again. Pokemon Art Academy, 3DS. Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokemon Shuffle.
Another puzzle game.
2015, 3DS, Android and iOS. Weird.
Oh, it's wow. So game. They branched out.
Yeah. And then Pokemon Rumble World, 3DS, 2015. Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, 3DS, 2015. Pokemon Picross, another puzzle game, 3DS. And then 2016, that's this year, we've
should
got
be,
the Great Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
And then Pokken Tournament, Wii U.
Yep.
And then Pokemon Go, the iOS thing. And then Sun and Moon, which were announced with a release of Holiday 2016.
Oh.
So whatever Holiday 2016 is, that'll be. And my assumption is that's it's probably like Black Friday or Christmas.
Or Christmas, yeah.
Like that, that's the holiday, you know. They're
yep.
not going to be like, we're releasing them on, you know, President's Day.
Yeah.
So. And
come out tomorrow.
For me, having played Pokemon when it originally came out, having watched it when it originally came out, the show.
Right.
I think it was maybe that made it harder for me to want to continue in, because I'm not going to lie, like, Pokemon got a little weird.
Oh, no, yeah, it did.
I've been watching these episodes, and while it's entertaining, the only, like linear thing that I'm, and I'm being maybe overly critical, but one of the only things that I find is consistent along all of the shows is like Ash and Brock. What happened to Misty? Where did Misty go?
She went back to the gym.
She gave
Surin City Gym. Yeah, she went back to take care of it. She comes back again though. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if what's playing on Twitch is playing in any form of chronological order. I don't think it
okay.
is. But it's
okay.
weird because
no,
I've been like watching. So I've been watching quite a bit of it, and like one of the episodes, I was like, "Holy crap, that's the chick from the game that I'm playing right now!" Like she's from Diamond, because she
yep.
looks just like the female trainer you can pick from in Diamond.
They actually gave her a name.
Yeah, her name was Beth or something. I don't know. Dawn. Maybe. Mike.
Yeah. No, Misty comes back. Like the OG crew gets back together again at one point.
Yeah, so anyways, it's just it, like, I don't know. And plus there's like 8 million Pokemon now, but like he keeps his Pikachu. It's like, what happened to Charmander,
yep.
man? Became
he
a Charizard, and then you just got rid of it.
Yeah, he gave him all away, because he's an idiot.
Anyways. So you can pick up all the old games, at least, for $10
just,
now on your 3DS.
Yep.
And then, oh, this must be what you were talking about, the 20th anniversary 3DS.
With the two, I think you get a Blastoise and Charizard plate.
Yes, yep.
And then the two preloaded games, a download code for a theme, and I think it's a white 3DS.
It does look like a white 3DS.
Looks pretty slick.
Exclusive home menu theme, yeah. AC adapter sold separately, you bastards.
Yep. Mother.
Nintendo. Cheap bastards. Yeah, it's I don't know. I really want to get a 3DS, but I think I'm just going to hold off, and I'll get
right.
one
I'm pretty sure they're gonna have a moon and sun bundle, so
I
I'm just
have
gonna
to assume that
I
there'll
I'm
be a
gonna
moon and
wait it out
sun.
too.
Yeah, like I have to assume there'll be a moon and sun bundle. And at
Gonna
this
wait it out.
point, if I got a 3DS, then it's unlikely I'm probably not gonna go back and play the other Pokemon games.
Right.
Like it's just, I'm just thinking in my heart of hearts, as much as I love the series, with most games that I've missed out on, it's unlikely I'm gonna go back. Like
No, yeah.
I'm not going back to play Fallout 1, 2, and 3 in New Vegas.
No,
Not gonna happen. I
God.
played Fallout 4, I get it. I get it. Cool. But unlikely I would go back and, like
Jump in over
maybe.
and Sapphire and
Yeah, it's a excuse me, that's the thing. Like maybe I might get like what is Omega Ruby and Sapphire, those the
Alpha
two
Sapphire,
most
which,
recents.
yeah, they actually did add new stuff into it, so there would be a reason to play those if you never got to play the OG ones.
Right. Yeah, so here's something interesting. I'm on GameStop's website because I'm scrolling through the different Pokemon games. Buy Pokemon Heart Gold game only, pre-owned for $50.
Yep, that's not just GameStop, that's also Nintendo.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
How could it be $50
Yeah.
pre-owned for a
Because
DS game?
it's so rare. You can barely find it. That's why.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm like, I'm totally with you, but that's why. It's just because it's so hard to find.
Yeah, here it is on eBay, $35.
That's the cheapest silver bee.
For
They want.
oh here's the two of them, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, $90.
Nope.
$50 are best offer. $50 buy it now. 38, 45, 35, 95.
That's
A
cute.
Pokewalker. Oh, the little yeah.
The little
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing them. Sealed. Wow.
How much? How much?
175. But it's a DS Lite bundle. It's sealed.
Oh,
Completely
okay.
sealed DS Lite bundle.
Still, though.
Or is it just the game and the thing? I don't think it's a full Nintendo DS, I swear. I think it's just the thing in the walker. Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. Dude, you really should probably be careful with the way you title your eBay auctions. Oh, here you
Yeah.
go. This is a worthwhile lot. Pokemon, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Pearl Diamond, and Platinum. All five games, 160.
Just the games?
Just the games. Doesn't look like there's any manuals.
That's
No
not bad.
boxes.
Not bad. As long as they're in decent shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, again, like here's one, Japanese. Oh my God, it's the Japanese import. And it's only $30. And it's the case. Is it the case and the game, though? Or is it just straight up you're buying a
Just
case?
straight up, yeah. Nah,
No, it's the
nah,
case and the
nah,
game and the
nah,
manual and everything. That's actually kind of awesome. This game requires an original DS, DS Lite, or Japanese console to play. Because it is DSi enhanced, it is region locked and cannot be played on a DSi or 3DS, 2DS. Oh, so I can play this.
Oh.
Because I have an original DS.
Thanks.
Question being, would I be able to figure out how to change the language to English?
Good question.
Because that would be the tricky part, right? That's the thing I always like, because I have Sonic Adventure for Dreamcast. I have a Japanese import. I have the Shenmue Japanese
Let's say, yeah,
import.
the shim,
And I'm just like, I want to play it. But again, it's one of
I
those things.
can't.
It's an old game, and part of me is just like, I'm buying them so I have a collection, and then maybe when I'm older, I can go back and play them. Like, when I've got millions of dollars in my bank account and I don't have to ever do anything again. That
Sit
I can just
down,
sit down and play these games. 'Cause I
pay
feel
someone to
like,
translate for you.
yeah, exactly, and pay a translator. I just feel like going back and playing these old games right now Might not.
Be ideal.
I might still be a bit critical. I might still be like, why does Dreamcast play so horribly? Like, I played Sonic Adventure for a little bit because I have an American version too. And I played some of that and was like, wow, this game is terrible.
It's like, why did I like this game?
And so I think maybe they just need to marinate a little bit more before I go back into them. Because I think there's a huge part of me that, might not receive them the same way because I'll be like, why does this
Oh, God,
suck?
no.
And I think I need to make sure that it's been enough time that I'm like, this is just how things were back in the day, all right?
Sure, yeah. It's
And I
a
think
reason to be
the older I
interested.
get and the worse I get at games, I can just blame it on myself, right? And be like, it's not the game, it's just that I'm old and dumb now and my brain doesn't play games as well.
Maybe.
And I can use that as my excuse.
As excuse, yeah.
At least that's what I'm gonna go with.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. It's a simple way of looking at it.
Yeah. So, you can prove me right or prove me wrong. But
You go.
also with the
Boom.
naming conventions of games, somebody, oh man, some so this is an aside to Pokemon, but somebody was like, they said something about the naming of the games, and I can't remember if it was related to the Pokemon announcement or something else, and I was like, give me a friggin' break. Oh, now I remember. Okay, so somebody said the new Xbox is going to be called Xbox 2, right? Because it's Xbox 1, Xbox 2. And someone was like, geez, what a dumb naming convention. And I'm like, why is it dumb? PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. Yes, I get it. Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox 1. Okay? So now let them just do it. Xbox 2, Xbox 3. Like, what were you, like, it's
Were you
not the,
expecting?
like, trust me, let's put it this way. It's not the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
Like, it's called the new Nintendo 3DS. So when
Yep.
someone says, I'd like a new Nintendo 3DS, do you want the new Nintendo 3DS, or do you
Yeah, right.
want
You
a
gotta
new 3DS?
clarify. Yeah, you gotta clarify.
You
It's like,
know?
God.
And I can't imagine how many people have like totally screwed that one up.
Yeah, parents going in. Oh, give me that new 3DS. Wait.
The parent
New?
wouldn't even know. And then you'll get another one of those great videos of a kid at Christmas being like, Mom, you got me a 3DS. Okay,
It's
I wanted a new 3DS. It is new. I bought it brand new from the store. Like, you got me 2K15. They were out of 2K16.
Six.
It's like, how many stores did you go to? Come on. Come on. They ran out of copies of 2K16, please.
Right. Just lazy from one place and the other.
Well, my thing is you probably just bought the wrong one and just
Call it good.
didn't, yeah, I didn't care. Like, whatever, and I don't even care.
Yeah. Well, most employees be like, oh, we're the same. They're the same game anyways. They're just different by name. So the
Yeah,
parents are like,
my
oh,
problem
okay.
is they probably paid the same price. So it's like, why wouldn't you have just gotten the one you need? That's
Exactly.
my whole thing. It's like you probably didn't really you didn't
Actually,
save yourself anything other than you just bought the wrong one.
wrong one,
I w my whole thing was, did he already have 2K15 and that's why he was like bummed out. The only other thing that I don't understand is like at this point the games update the rosters. Like they all have interactive rosters, so it updates based on like trades and stuff. So do you even need to keep buying the new ones? Like the only reason you'd need to play the new ones is like to get like new basketball players, except
And like a new gameplay mechanic.
yeah, and it's kind of it. It's like when they introduced the skill stick into NHL, and I hated it. But you take some time, you get used to it, and it's not that bad. That said, I never bought an NHL game after the skill stick came out.
I don't think I ever played one after the skill stick.
But you know what's a you know what was a good game on the PSP? Was NHL 07. I used to play the hell out of that game.
I didn't even
Because
know they had one on PSP.
it had really good online.
Oh, wow.
Like it was like
Or PSP, maybe?
I could always get into a game.
Oh,
So I would
wow.
play P and I mean I lost every game I played. I don't think I ever won.
It
But it was
was
like I could
fun.
always pl yeah, I could always play, you know? I knew that if I wanted like that and Medal of Honor
Oh,
Heroes
yeah.
could always play that on PSP. That was the jam. And turns
Nice.
out, apparently, or at least when it originally came to PS Vita, like when they put it in as a classic, the servers were still up.
Really?
Yeah, so people were playing it online on their
Oh,
Vitas. The only problem
wow.
being that I don't believe it added controls for both sticks. So you still had the crap aim mechanic,
Yeah.
but the difference was at least you would have had, you know, you would have been playing it again on
Right.
your other console. Except you had to buy it again.
Yeah.
You had to buy the game twice, right? Because it's not like I can get the
An add-on to
Yeah,
fucking.
there's no like PSP disc attachment to the Vita.
Yeah.
So,
Oh,
but who knows? Maybe they'll do that. Maybe that's what the top connector was for.
maybe.
But they removed it on the
They're
Slim,
moving.
right?
Yeah, slim. Yep.
All right.
So I'll never
So that's in a nutshell, Pokemon plus game naming conventions and stuff.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, what have you been up to gaming wise? What have you been playing? I know you've got the Slim Vita, so.
See, I've been busting out Digimon. I finally beat that, and then
Cyber Sleuth.
I've been trying to go back, yeah, through the backlog and finish other games I had. So, what was it? Where is it? No, like Freedom Wars and
Okay.
Rebeat Gravity Rush. Actually, I don't think I got to finish Gravity Rush.
Great game.
Yeah, so finish Gravity Rush, beat that,
Not buying it
or need to beat
remastered.
that. Not being there, no, I'm not buying remastered. All I've
Sorry.
heard is
Sorry, guys.
it looks prettier. That's about
But
it.
my thing is the game thrived on the Vita. You know, the
Oh no,
touchscreen, it's like, meh, playing it on a controller.
I watched
Plus,
a
I've already
video of
beat it
the.
again, like, same deal. I'm not gonna I didn't rebeat The Last of Us.
No, you just get the DLC is it. If you didn't buy the DLC on Vita, you get it for free with the remaster. That's it. That's the difference.
Oh.
And it's pretty. It looks like a little bit prettier. But everyone that's played it has said, why can't I touch, everything,
Right.
So you might as well just leave it to the Vita and then play the sequel on the console or whatever.
Yeah, when the sequel comes out, I really want to play that, but my whole problem with that is that I'm really bummed it didn't come out also on Vita.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
It's just going straight to console, right?
Yep.
The sequel. Okay.
Yeah.
You
And
would have
that's.
thought they'd make a Vita version or something. It's not.
Yeah, you would have.
Maybe it's 'cause Sony's like, what's the Vita?
Yeah, well,
That
I mean, it's one of those things where they've effectively stopped supporting it, but they are, you know, there's
they
third
are
party people
not, yeah.
supporting it. There are other people,
Yeah, which
you know.
it's like don't make something if it ends up being a bad idea, I don't know.
It's, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I say this as I'm like upset about the Vita, but I don't use it, so I really don't have a stone to throw in the argument because
Right.
I'm not like
It's not like you're
pushing.
on your feet
Yeah, it's not
24/7.
like I'm pushing myself to use it and be like, how come there's no games? It's just kind of whatever. It's a bum. It's a bummer.
It's not a bad handheld.
No,
It's
it's
just.
great. There's tons of games. My problem is I don't play a lot of single player games. And the
Right.
reality is there
It's.
aren't a whole lot of multiplayer games. I keep
Right.
thinking maybe I'll get that the Call of Duty
Which
declassified, I
I
think.
haven't.
You know, 'cause that has multiplayer. It's like
Yeah.
four person
It's like
multiplayer or
four person,
whatever.
yeah. 4-on-4, yeah.
But it's
Like a total.
still something.
It's not terrible. I mean, if you could find it for cheap, I'd say get it.
Yeah.
Full LP, yo.
Yeah, but though like the other thing is that it's just like it doesn't even matter. Like it doesn't really matter. Like I don't, you know, I'll play games that come out on the Vita if they come out on the Vita and I feel like it's necessary.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, at this point, it's basically just a JRPG machine,
Yeah, and
literally.
that's the thing. There's a lot of like I need to pick up Tails.
Oh, yeah, Tales of Hearts R or whatever.
Yeah, I need to pick up Tails. That's pretty much the only game that I think I would want to play. And like I was hoping, I don't believe the new Hot Shots Golf is I think it's just coming to the Vita, to the PS4, the new one that they're making, but
Oh, I didn't even know they're making a new one.
yeah, but if they were gonna give me, you know,
One for Vita.
yeah, if it was gonna be crossplay or
That'd
cross-buy,
be cool.
I would
That'd be
do it.
cool.
But shoot, here, let me quickly.
Yeah,
No,
see, I didn't even know they're making. Did not know they're making a new one.
yeah, it was. It's called New Hot Shots Golf. And they announced it at PlayStation Experience.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's a working title, New Hot
Okay,
Shots
so
Golf.
obviously it's
Again,
not
another
called.
one of those. Let's just throw the word new in front of the
New,
title
yeah.
and call it a day.
All good, yeah. Like, eh.
Debuted in 1997, by the way. That's weird. So, yeah, it's gonna have online mode and it's just kind of a
Something
thing.
new.
It's just something like 'cause I enjoyed the Hot Shots Golf games on, you know, PlayStation 'cause I would play them at my friend's house 'cause I didn't have a PlayStation. And
DJ.
that's totally fine by me. My whole issue was not having a PlayStation and the fact that most of those games that I enjoyed were co-op games, right? Like they were
True.
all the games I used to play when I was younger were
Multiplayer.
multiplayer games. And the
Hey.
problem now is that it's not like we live in a
It's not.
different world, you know?
Yeah,
We
no
don't I
one. There's
don't
no couch co-op.
I don't hang out with people in real
Right.
life and play video games till, you know, 1 in the morning.
I miss those days.
I don't you know, have sleepovers and things like that, right? And most of my friends who I play games with, I've lost track with, you know? So it's like, so that's one of the reasons why if a game doesn't have online multiplayer, it's
Not
a
interested.
big, yeah, it's
Yeah.
a big turnoff for me at
Yeah.
least because I'm just so unlikely to have a good time with the game when it's a single player game. You know, for me,
Right.
the advantage of streaming is that I can experience a single player game with other people.
Right. Oh, yeah,
So if
exactly.
so when I played Fallout and people were like hanging out while I played Fallout, I at least had the opportunity to experience that game with people.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise it's kind of
No dice.
yeah, well, what's the point? I
Yeah,
mean,
that's true.
if Uncharted was a single player game only, which the
Right.
first one was,
First one, yeah.
I would have been totally cool with it. Which I
Yeah.
was. I enjoyed it. That was the first game that I got with my PS3. And I played it a lot. The difference being that now, the majority of my enjoyment from playing video games is playing with other people, right? So it's like it is a bit hard for me to go into a game knowing that I won't be able to do that. Unless I'm streaming it. And people are hanging
Right.
out with me.
Yeah.
So That's something I'm thinking about a lot. Like, if I got this game, like, would people watch it?
Right.
Also, I apologize, everybody. I have like the hiccups, so I'm like trying not to hiccup, but
Try not to hiccup.
it's making me like pause while I'm speaking. But yeah, so that's totally
Yeah.
like I'm not picking on any of the
No, no, no,
manufacturers.
no,
It's
I
just
get
kind of one
you.
of those things where it's like times have changed. And
Yeah.
as a gamer, I have changed a lot. Like, and so if a game doesn't have online multiplayer and it's couch co-op only, there have been
Yeah,
tons of
it's
games where
kind
I've just been like, meh.
of yeah, not
You know,
interested.
I guess and it's not even that I'm not interested, but like Sports Friends, perfect example. Friends not included.
Yeah.
You know, even Halo 5, like and I'm not even trying to just be like, oh, PlayStation this, PlayStation that. Like, it's a really big bummer
Because they're
that,
cutting out split screen
yeah,
and
like there's no
or
split screen in Halo 5. So it's like, so even if I was going to be like, hey, I'll come over, I'll bring the Xbox, we'll order some
yeah.
pizzas, grab a
Right?
couple sodas,
Yeah.
some soda
Bust out
pop,
Halo.
and play some
Nope.
Halo. Can't do it. Gotta have two TVs and two consoles and two Xbox Live accounts. Like, that's not cool.
Not
That
cool at
changes
all.
it, you know? It's one of the things, like, so I remember the PS3 used to always advertise, you know, can connect up to seven controllers via
Yeah.
Bluetooth. And I'm like, please tell me how many games actually use seven controllers.
Right.
How many games even use four?
Four.
And it's like, and now you try to push people to buying these really expensive controllers. Like, and I'm not picking on like the Elite or Scuffs or things like that. I'm just saying that the controllers are now $60 a piece. You market them so that people think they need them when they buy these consoles. And the reality is most of the time, there's a lot of games you can't split screen with.
Yeah.
So
So
what's the,
what do I need a
like,
second year?
what do I need the second controller for? Like why they
Exactly.
release so many special editions of controllers, you know?
Right.
You know, you've got, they release the special edition bundles, and then they say, okay, we're going to release this controller with it too, because you're probably not going to buy a second PS4 or a
Yeah.
second Xbox, except some people do.
Yeah,
You know,
which
so we'll just sell you the controller. So it's like
yeah.
you've got your generic black controller. Now you've got for PS4 the red, the blue, white,
White.
the camo one.
I think it's a
There's a
gray.
there's the gray one for the 20th anniversary. Now there's going to be the Uncharted 4 one. They're going to do the Star Wars one. That's eight by my count.
Yes.
Xbox, you've got there was the generic Xbox, there's the Elite, there was a Halo one, they did a camo one as well.
I believe so, yep.
Then there
Think that's
was the well there actually there were two Halo ones.
two Halo.
Yeah,
Oh,
there's
and I think
two
there's a
Halos.
white one
And
too.
then yeah, I think they did a white one as well, because they had the Sunset Overdrive console.
Then I think
So that's
that's
like
about it.
seven.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do want to buy them, but I'm always like, there's no point. I
No.
now have two Xbox, I have two Xbox One controllers, and I probably won't ever use the second one. Because at this point, there are pretty much no games that have split screen. Like, the Halo Master Chief Collection has
Yeah,
split screen,
that one's
but Halo
taken. It would take
5
that.
doesn't. And considering how poor the Halo Master Chief Collection servers were and still are, it's unlikely, unless I go and play campaign, that it even really comes into play at all. So I don't,
So,
you know, it's one of those things where I'm just like, something's got to give.
yeah, sure.
You know, and
I got.
don't tell me I've got this crazy powerful video game console
And it can't
and I
support
can't
split
do
screen.
split screen.
Yeah, don't tell us that.
Like, and I get that the games are more graphically demanding than they used to be, but the console is more graphically capable than the
Yeah.
originals. So don't tell me that, like, we've increased the power of the console and we've increased the what the games can do, but we can't do split screen.
Yeah.
Especially this early in the console life
yeah.
cycle, right? Like,
Yeah, yeah,
if you were
yeah.
telling me towards the end of the life cycle when you've actually maxed out like all of the things in the console, I'd be like, okay. But, right now, come on, you're probably not even tapping into most of it, considering even just recently Sony had said that they finally unlocked the last core in the PlayStation 4. So it's like, so this whole time they've been developing games and not even having access to that last core. So like, really, come on.
Yeah, look what the hell.
What you talking about, Willis? Like,
What's your motivation?
and so that's where I'm at. I mean,
No, yeah, I miss the old school days of just, group of friends coming over, and like you were saying, you grab food or whatever, and you all just jam or whatever, Bust out the multi-tap and
yeah,
just
exactly.
go to town.
Remember?
Yeah. I miss those days. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. I don't mind, like, oh, here, we'll just, you die, you switch off. You die, you switch off. Like, no. Like, give me split screen back.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing too, is like, I think the more that they, and I mean, I've said this, it's like I'm beating a dead horse, but you know how I said that technology has made us connect to people all over the world, right? But at the same time, it's made us so sheltered and closed off at the
It's
same
true.
time that we've
It's true.
lost the ability to like interact in on a certain
Yeah.
level.
Right.
I think the more we keep making these games and not focusing on having couch co-op, the more we push that into not being a thing at all. Which is
Yeah.
why I think so many indie games do thrive on that type of experience. Because I think
'Cause they try to make
most of
them
it,
more social.
yeah, like, because I think most of the AAA scene is like, oh, it's a single player, no split screen, but there is, an online component, but no split screen. So you can only play by yourself with your friends
Right.
that are somewhere else. Because it just seems like at this point, it just doesn't seem. And I remember I had friends who said they used to bring their Xboxes over and, they would have their own little mini LAN and stuff for Halo. But it's like, I'm pretty sure those days are over. I don't think that's happening the same way it used to. I think when you think LAN now, you're thinking PC because you're expecting your game consoles to have that feature and they don't.
Right. They don't. Yeah.
It's like
It's
why
like
it's kind of why
that's...
I like Nintendo a lot, but the problem is Nintendo just needs more games.
Oh, yeah. No, agreed.
So it's like but I buy so few games anymore anyways, it's really not.
It's not that huge of a deal,
Yeah,
but
it's one of those things that it just annoys me when I know that I'm buying something
yeah.
expensive for like a handful of things, right? Like, I got a PS4 and I still only have one, two. I'm looking at my physical games on the shelf. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine physical games. I only have five physical games for
Dang.
Xbox One. Now,
Dang.
granted, Rare Replay and Halo Master Chief Collection
Yeah.
are multiple games in one.
In one, yeah.
But effectively, those are just remasters.
Remasters,
Obviously games with gold PS Plus, I get games every month. I don't play them.
Really?
Not really. I download them and pretty much never
Just
play them.
snag them and then.
Just to have them. But
All right, fair enough.
even that at one point I'm not going to be able to get those games. And we've had this discussion. At some point Xbox Live is going to shut down and be replaced with Xbox Live 2. PS Plus and PSN is going to be shut down and replaced with PSN 2. And my guess is you'll see PSN get replaced before you see Xbox Live get replaced.
Most likely.
And that because of the fact that we can't change our names because of the way they design the system, and we can't do a bunch of other stuff the PlayStation Network doesn't allow, or have like certain functionality because of the way they built it back in the day. So the reality is you'll probably see the PlayStation Network change
Oh, yeah, no
before
doubt.
you see Xbox Live change. Because at this point, I mean, I think Xbox Live is a superior service in terms of functionality. I think it offers you as a gamer more stuff. You know, I think the problem with it is that the console sucks. Like, you know, setting up a party on the Xbox and setting up a party on the PS4, it's like it's just
Two
not, you
different
know. The
tires.
cons if the Xbox was as smooth and fast as the PS4, it would crush.
Oh yeah,
But it doesn't.
it's too
It's
many
not.
bells and whistles on the Xbox that it's just
Yeah, just delete all the
no.
crap. Like, can I defrag my hard drive and delete all the junk, okay? It's like when you
Even
bought a
that crap.
computer back in the day and it had like 56 free
Oh.
programs and games on it that you didn't want.
Yep.
It's like, I don't need six antivirus programs, okay?
Not at all.
Just gonna delete them. Just gonna delete all this stuff.
Say goodbye to that, because I don't need that crap.
Just give me my Microsoft Entertainment Pack, and that's it.
Yeah.
With my Chips
Right.
Challenge,
Boom. Done.
and my Solitaire, and my Fuji Golf.
That's all we
And I'm
need.
out. Yeah.
Right?
That was the other thing
Simple.
I wanted was Mario Golf.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
But again, would require me to have a new DS because I don't think it's, I'd have to have a 3DS for that.
I thought there was a Game Boy.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a regular Game Boy game. But I can't.
Oh, that yeah, that
Yeah,
requires
like at this,
EA.
like there's no
I get what you mean.
DS online anything. It's all been disabled,
Right.
so that's more what I was getting at. Because that is a bummer. And that's again perfect example. Like and same thing with like your the original Wii, right? There's no, you know, you can't go play original Wii games.
It's
And
true.
for the longest time though, they kept Mario Kart live on the original
Could be.
DS because my guess is there probably was a ton of people still playing it.
Still playing,
And then at one
yeah.
point they were like, "All right,
Yeah,
we gotta
okay,
go ahead and shut this down."
maybe people aren't playing as much as we thought.
No, I think it was probably just they just decided that it was
Oh,
time,
just
you know.
it's about that time.
Yeah, like, you know,
Yeah.
X amount of years into it, like they're probably thinking like, we don't need to keep servers up so you can play, you
No,
know,
yeah.
original Mario Kart for the DS. Again, another game you used to play a ton of. Used to sit up at night
Good stuff.
and play races online against people.
Nice.
But again, times have changed. Same thing. It was same thing with my PSP. I think part of it is too is like as a gamer, it's just we've all changed. We've all grown up.
Right. Yeah. It's like, I'm gonna do something different.
So it's like, you know, but the problem is I find myself doing the same thing where I'm just like staring at my PS4 dashboard or I'm staring at my Xbox dashboard.
I have those days, and you're just like, nope.
Yeah, this week's been kind
It's
of
like
like that.
a drought, like you had previously said in a few other episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
And it's
know.
not that you don't even want to not play games, just I don't know.
It's like I
Like you
want to play
just
games with people, and it's like
right.
all of the games that I have, you know. But it's like one of those things, like if I go buy this new game, is that gonna solve my problem? I don't know. You know, if I go get a 3DS tomorrow, am I magically going to have solved my problem? Probably not.
Not yet.
I need to find some games that I can really sink my teeth into. But the problem is I'm so set on Uncharted 4 that like I
Right.
just
It's like
like everything
just gonna
everything
wait.
I think everything isn't going to be satisfactory because I want Uncharted 4. So
Fair enough.
that's the jam right now.
Right.
But I
Yeah.
mean you know, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah,
So
right. Things could change.
but that I mean that's pretty much all I had to talk about this episode.
Yeah, I mainly want to talk about Pokemon, and we did. And then the only other thing I wanted to just a quick small discussion is, so I went into Toys R Us earlier this morning, and just to browse, look around, and I saw a sign they had that said, "We will no longer be offering pre-orders for the gold version of the Division." So my thought with that is, do they only have so many pre-orders they can take? Or was Ubisoft like, we only made so many season passes, or we can only give so many out that we can't, we have to stop that.
Well, I can tell you that each store is generally only given a certain amount of pre-orders.
Right.
So I don't think it's that Ubisoft is saying, no, we're not going to make any more. However, that said, they only make a certain amount of each type anyways, so it's very possible that they only made, 50,000.
X amount, yeah.
They might have said, we've made 50,000 special editions, which means that, Target gets 10,000 and Best Buy gets
Right.
20,000 and
Through each distributor.
GameStop gets 20,000, and divide it out by how many stores they have, it means every store can take a max of this many. That said, they probably know based on the volume of each store which stores are going to get more and which stores are going to get less. So like the store in Times Square probably gets twice as many pre-order spots as the one, maybe in Boston, right?
Right.
Versus the one in Ohio in some small town. So that's, yeah. So to answer your question, without actually knowing, yes, they do limit the amount of pre-orders, but
Okay, yeah.
it's
It
not
has
because
nothing to
they're
do with the
trying
devs
to.
themselves.
Yeah, it's not
Right.
like they're
Okay.
driving demand. Because same
No,
thing
no. Yeah.
happened with the post-pandemic, right? The post-pandemic
Oh,
Last of Us,
right. Yeah.
they only had, I think,
So many.
like 10,000 just total. I think that was it.
Oh, wow. So if there were so many pre-orders over that, then some of those had, I assume, had to be canceled then.
Exactly.
Because it's like X amount of stores only got so many, so they can only take so many.
Exactly, and that's the thing. And so I'm trying to think. I think there was like maybe t I'm trying to see if I can find it online, but I wanted to say that there was like 10,000 units of the
Yeah,
post-pandemic, which when you
it's a
think like 10,000 units, you're thinking that's not a small number, but the same thing was there was only 10,000 special edition PS4s,
Right, yeah.
So it's like that's a small amount when you
That's
divide it over the fact that they've sold 30 million, 38 million PS4s or whatever. 10,000's a drop in a bucket,
Right.
And everybody wanted them, and everybody wanted them at
Super high demand.
PSX and at and PlayStation Experience. There was like 50,000 people on day one. So it's like in just people who attended the event, you had five times the amount of available units anyways. And let's be
Yeah.
honest, that 10,000 number is probably more like 8,000 that got available to the general public, because I have to assume that they opened it up first to people who work for Sony, right?
I'd
And they had to
imagine,
say, and
yeah.
they probably said internally, "Hey, listen, you work for Sony. We're going to be doing this thing. Do you want one?" Right? And then they sold them to them, and then they went to the, external Sony companies or whatever and said, "Hey." And they probably went to GameStop and were like, "We'll give you X amount to like give to your execs if they want them."
The general
And then the
managers, all
general
that.
public got what was left.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
So like my assumption with Ubisoft is that they probably said, we're based on the initial demand and social media presence and whatnot. I'm sure there's some algorithm they have where they kind of look at how much hype there's been building for this game, and then they say, and how many pre-orders, and then they say, okay, this is how many special editions we're going to make. This is how many regular editions we're going to make.
Right.
And the sad thing is that that's going to dwindle. And that's the digital age, basically. This is going to keep those types of things are going to get smaller and smaller as people just buy things digitally. and then
Right.
it'll only be digital.
Yeah.
Which is what annoys me when you have like digital special editions, because it's like you're just bundling the fucking season
The
pass
season
with the game.
pass.
It's
Yeah.
not
And then focus
really
on
a
like a theme.
special edition. It's not like I get a
No.
special icon on my like game
Right.
dashboard that's different from the regular game.
You know, like throw your name in the special credits or whatever.
I don't want that. It's different. It's not a steelbook, you know?
Oh,
It's
wait, no, I'm
not
not saying that's
a
what's
steel
needed.
book.
Just saying.
That's what I want. If you're
Whatever,
telling me
yeah.
it's a special edition, it can't be a digital special edition. There's nothing special about a digital file that everyone else is getting.
It's just the base game with season pass, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually. I mean, yeah.
It's
It,
the
and
theme.
like and that's the other thing too, when they're like, "Oh, it includes a digital art book." And I'm like, "So it includes a PDF." And
Yeah.
again, I'm
Yeah.
being super critical, right? Because
Oh,
like he's,
that's literally what it is. You're
you
not
know, but it's a
wrong. You're
digital P, it's
wrong.
a PDF of
Yeah.
these things. It's not like you're giving me a really nice print,
Exactly.
you know? And if you and if you told me you get like an 11 by 14 print when you pick it up at the store, I'd be like, cool, that's a physical, tangible thing I can bring home. You know? Oh, you get the downloadable soundtrack. Okay. That makes a little more sense because I'm
Yeah.
gonna throw it on my iPod anyways. People
Yeah.
probably don't use CDs anymore. Except my car uses CDs and I don't have an aux port.
Still
I
use
still have a
CDs.
laptop that has a CD drive, but my Alienware Alpha doesn't have a CD-ROM drive. That's been kind of annoying. You know, so I get that. But when I bought Tales of Xillia for
Oh yeah, it
PS3,
came with soundtrack.
I
Yeah.
got the special edition because it was
Same.
cheaper. It was well, yeah, it was cheaper, the same price as the regular edition, and it came with the disc. Now, did I open that disc and ever put it on my computer? No,
Think I did
I
either.
did not.
Yeah,
But I
no.
have it. I have it. It physically exists, and it's in
Right.
my collection of games now. Whereas,
Nice.
you know, I think it's gonna be weird to be like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's my collection of games. It's an external hard drive, trust me. It's
Oh,
like
wow.
8,000 games on that. It's not the same. It's not the same as going through a bin of NES games.
It's true.
It doesn't hold the same weight.
Sad. Really sad. Yeah, so okay. Then damn.
It's
Yeah,
why
I mean,
I like physical games. The problem is
right.
I'm in the minority. This is going away. You know, the people aren't
Slowly, yeah,
buying
slowly,
them.
surely,
And
yeah.
I buy such a small amount of video games every year anyways. I
Right.
can't
It's not
stop
that
it from
you,
happening. Yeah.
yeah, you fight it. But
It's
here's the
not like
thing
I'm
that
buying
pisses me
every
off.
game.
And I'm sure it grinds your gears because I think you actually had a situation with it. Is when they release a physical copy of a game, but it's a code inside the
Yeah,
case.
fucking DuckTales.
That pisses me off. Like,
Yeah,
why? Just
DuckTales was a physical copy of the game with
with a
a was
code.
it was a case with a
Focus.
code and a pin.
Yeah, like,
They
fuck
did end
you.
up having to they did end up releasing a
An actual, okay,
an actual
actual
game
disc.
with a disc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Fuck you. Don't do that. That's dumb.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, they're probably thinking, well, you're just gonna put it on your shelf anyways. And it's, but again,
Like, that's not.
you know.
Oh, man.
But I mean, that's, yeah, that would, I mean, even that is another whole, that could be an entire discussion for next week if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Could get Brittany from Blonde Nerd on the show, 'cause she's got a huge collection of games. Yeah, she does like weekend, goes around to like yard sales and stuff looking for games, things like that.
Oh, it's pretty dope.
It's one of those things I always wanted to do that, but I just,
Don't.
yeah, it's like I feel weird going up to somebody's front yard when they have all their like junk out and
Yeah.
being like, I would like to buy your
Fight
video
for an
games.
hour. Yeah.
It's just, I've always just, nah, it's never been for me.
Right.
I tend to Craigslist
Stay away.
and eBay.
Yeah, no, yeah. Same.
But
Maybe one day.
yeah, maybe
Maybe
one
one
day.
day.
But yeah, so that's gonna do it for the
That'll
episode.
cover it.
As always, feel free to subscribe to our iTunes podcast. It's also available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/thedgcast. The more subscribers we get, the more we can change that to just youtube.com/thedgcast. So feel free to go ahead and give us a good old subscribio. Watch some
Tell
of the
all your
videos.
friends.
Give me some thumbs up. I think I've got 12 episodes of Punch Club, two Dying Light
Too
Let's
dang light.
Plays, and then obviously I've been posting the podcasts every
Podcast,
week as
yep.
well. Follow us on Twitter at the DGCast. You can follow me personally at So After I Said, Mike at MTong1. And I think that's all of the social medias. Oh, Twitch, sorry. I've been doing Twitch streams basically every day. Twitch.tv/DGCastTV. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll see the notifications when we go live. I tweet it out, and I tweet it from our DGCast account as well. And I think that's that.
That's it.
So, as always, have a pleasant evening or afternoon, and we will catch you
On the flip.